from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Friday, June 19th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Across southern Ohio, survey crews from the National Weather Service are assessing storm damage. ONN's Jared Allen has more.
More than 11,000 Duke Energy customers were without power at the height of the storm system. National Weather Service surveyors are visiting many sites of possible tornado damage. Just across the river from Aberdeen, Ohio, at Maysville, Kentucky, a wind gust of 114 miles per hour has been reported. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports one man from Scioto County was killed on I-275. Police are blaming the storm for that.
Columbus police officer Timothy Fuller, who's accused of strangling his fiancée, is also named in a lawsuit regarding a separate domestic violence incident. ONN's Colin Dorsey reports.
This lawsuit alleges he failed to take steps to prevent the domestic violence death of 60-year-old Marshall Freeman. Her boyfriend, Stuart Butler, shot and killed her. The lawsuit says Fuller and two other officers responded to Freeman's home twice on the night she was killed. It also says Butler was not allowed to have a gun and Fuller failed to take the weapon away. Butler pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter last September.
A Northeast Ohio man has been indicted for allegedly stealing approximately $375,000 in charitable donations. ONN's Jeff Hogan has the story.
Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson announced 41-year-old Jamar Fleming and Agape Ministries, a nonprofit he founded in Canton, both face felony charges of aggravated theft and telecommunications fraud. This was revealed in Stark County Common Pleas Court. According to the indictment, Fleming diverted donated funds for personal use while serving as the organization's CEO and pastor. The nonprofit operates mentorship programs for at-risk youth in Canton. Fleming also faces charges of failing to file income tax returns, as well as filing incomplete, false, and fraudulent returns.
There are new details about the hazmat situation that forced the evacuation of the Toledo Clinic main campus on Wednesday. Here's ONN's Dan Cummins.
Fire officials say while they've ruled out several possible chemicals, they still don't know exactly what was in the air. The incident shut down the Toledo Clinic. About 10 people were inside, reported burning sensation in the throat and difficulty breathing. Although Toledo Fire and Rescue says none required serious medical care, fire officials say hazmat crews tested for a range of potential sources, all came back negative. Fire officials now believe the source may be connected to surgical gas systems and are recommending the clinic work with its gas providers to help identify what leaked.
Ohio's newly appointed attorney general is weighing in on Governor Mike DeWine's push to abolish the death penalty. ONN's Stacia Nakhan has details.
The governor called on state lawmakers to ban capital punishment, saying he no longer believes it's a deterrent to violent crime. Attorney General Andy Wilson said he respects the governor's opinion, but says in part, quote, in a small percentage of cases, the death penalty is the only option that can bring a measure of justice and closure to the families of victims who rely on the criminal justice system to help them through the worst moments of their lives, end quote. He said the attorney general's office will work with prosecutors to uphold Ohio's current death penalty law.
A new alert system devoted to finding children with autism is now law in Ohio. More from ONN's Brianna Albizu.
The Joshua Alert is a new statewide emergency alert system to help law enforcement and communities rapidly locate missing children with autism or other developmental disabilities. Governor Mike DeWine signed it into law yesterday. The alert aims to speed up the search for vulnerable children. The law is named after 6-year-old Joshua Alatif Jr., a boy with autism who wandered away from his Southwest Ohio home and drowned in a nearby pond back in 2024.
And municipalities in the state may soon not be able to impose fees on local entertainment venues. ONN's Tracy Townsend explains.
State lawmakers passed this in a bill that's now on its way to Governor Mike DeWine. This could affect the surcharge fee at the Columbus Zoo that Liberty Township trustees implemented last year. As 10TV has reported, it increased your admission price by 75 cents. The township argues the fee is necessary to pay for fire and EMS service to the zoo. But the zoo said it's a nonprofit, and that should exempt it from paying this fee.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WTOL in Toledo, and WKYC in Cleveland, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.